This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Talking with our Mayor Michael Kerr right now, and Michael, Wonga Beach foreshore management plan. Tell us all about that and where we stand with that at the moment, because this is something that's been going on for a long, long time.
It certainly is. You know, most other beaches certainly wouldn't go through this situation, but Wonga has had ATVs on it for 20, 30 years. It's become part of the custom of living there, and council has to find a way to balance the environmental protection sides and still allow the usage of these vehicles on the beach. So this policy will allow us to police it, to give people the instructions on what's required from them, how to do it in a respectable, safe manner, and there'll be rules and laws in place to protect the people in that area who aren't involved with the ATVs as well. And there'll be a community group formed so that the community will take part of this policy, and I hope they'll take ownership with it and they'll operate it with it. And it's a policy for 12 months to, we can manipulate it and change it to suit what will be required as we move forward, but it's a good start, and I'm really happy with the staff for putting it forward.
Well, the quad bike problem has been going on for some time, but I'm still not clear as to who's got what jurisdiction. You have police, you have council. What do you do? What do they do?
Well, certainly as far as on the road goes, it's the police. You know, the police monitor that. Once they're on the foreshore, then it becomes council responsibility, and you know, it's up to us to maintain a safe area for people to be on, as and a safe activity as well, because it's going to continue. So how can we do it in a way that's safe and responsible?
It'll be sort of watch this space.
Absolutely.
FNQ ROC, Regional Development Manual Planning Scheme Policy. Can you explain what that means?
Just an update, really, to the previous one. It just gives you a bit more information that's been modernised for today's. Lots of technical data in it that they look at when they're going through Planning Scheme Act applications. So they're the sorts of things that the planners do, and it's probably tedious and boring for most people to look at it, but it's certainly something that's required to ensure that we stick to the right standards that FNQ ROC set for all the councils in this region.
Water, wastewater quarterly report. Anything in the report that we need to know about?
I highly recommend people just to download it and look at it. You know, it covers off all the usages, the amount of water that we're using, so people can get some appreciation of, you know, the amount of water the different areas use. And it actually shows from month to month as well, so you can see the difference in what we use in particular times when more tourists are here.
The monthly financial report, I guess that continues to affect council with COVID.
Of course. I mean, you know, we're still battling through the COVID and, you know, lower incomes and things like that, but it's early days yet. Of course, it looks quite healthy at the moment because there's lots of rate money in and not many bills going out, but I'm sure that will progress as the year goes, and it'll unfortunately come to the deficit that we've predicted.
Move on to something now. The Mosman State High School annual award presentation night, they wanted 500 off council as a sponsorship. That's a great idea, particularly a year of COVID.
Absolutely. And for the high school kids, you know, a $500 grant certainly goes a long way when it comes to their awards. And, you know, council's always happy to contribute that to it as part of the sponsorship with the high school.
Appointment of an audit committee. Now, you are part of that. Can you explain what that's about?
Absolutely. It's just another check, you know, it's for the public to know. We have this external working group. There's four people in it, and they're both, there's myself, of course, and Councillor Scommers and the Deputy Mayor, and two other people that are both qualified in that ring to look at all the processes we do to make sure that the, you know, we're doing the right things, not just financially, but also as far as protection goes, that there's no ways that things can be manipulated or changed. So they go through all our policies to make sure that they're all appropriate as well. So it's a great body. It's just another check that we can have to ensure that council's operating effectively and properly for the community.
So it's council's own watchdog.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what it will be. And I said the two people we've got, one in particular, very, very qualified. His details will come out on the reports. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell them just yet. But yeah, very, very happy to get him on board and looking forward to him going through our policies and procedures and our accounts to make sure that he thinks we're doing everything right as well.
Now, next on the list was Christmas annual shutdown for council. It's important people know when their council is shutting down. When will it be?
Absolutely, and the staff as well like to know that they've got their holidays over that period. You know, we're always under pressure not to knock that one back because I think we'd have a mutiny on our hands. But yes, for the customers as well, they need to know that from the 24th of December through to the 4th of January, that the council offices will be closed.
Annual report tabled. Mark Stormer, he did the operational plan and the CEO report, very detailed.
Absolutely. Some really important details of the operation of council for the previous financial year in that annual report. Again, highly recommend people to take the time and have a look at it. And especially the CEO report, as you mentioned, it shows all the things that this council does, you know, and the overwhelming amount of different areas that council covers. It's mind-blowing. So it's a great report. It's very detailed. Highly recommend people to look at it and see exactly what their council does with the money they pay for their rates.
You also had listed changes of your investigation policy, code of conduct. Can you tell us what that was about?
Of course, on the 12th of October, the state government's new changes as far as inappropriate conduct and misconduct went through, and the investigation policy was just updated to suit the new laws that have come in place through the state government.
Okay, now the first, it also came up to when your meetings are for next year. The first one is 27th of January, for those people who want to know that. Then came up a discussion about alleged inappropriate behaviour by Councillor Roy Zamataro. Now that concerned him and myself following a meeting in the Daintree discussing the power grid. And after the meeting, I approached Roy Zamataro. He then went into a fighting mode with his fists, be it only briefly, and then my microphone was struck by his hand. Not hard, lightly, but I believe that that conduct is not becoming of a councillor, and I did put in a complaint about it. That has been dealt with today, and it was dealt with in closed session.
Well, it was a closed session, so of course it can't be discussed what the details were, but the end resolution was that there was not inappropriate conduct, but he has offered to apologise for any offence that may have been taken on the day.
Well, I disagree with what you've come up with there. However, in the interests of moving on for both parties, I will accept the apology of Councillor Roy Zamataro when it is forthcoming.
And as I said, you're involved with it, so I'm not going to get into a discussion on this with it, but you know, unfortunately, the resolution has been made, and that's what council will be sticking to. Roy Zamataro has offered to apologise for offence that was taken.
Okay, Mossman Golf Course to repeal a motion. What does that mean?
Okay, so originally we put through the motion so that the Mossman Bowls Club was going to assist us with taking over the golf club. Of course, that wasn't to be, and you know, it was some miscommunications within that, and so we've now sorted out that the golf club, the original members have reformed the Mossman Golf Club Incorporated, and they will now be taking on the lease of the golf club. And of course, the Mossman Bowls Club has been very helpful in assisting them in many different ways, especially helping them set up their policies and procedures. So we're really grateful to them for the work they've done. And we're really looking forward to, you know, now council purchases the block of land off the Combines Club. So we now own the golf club entirely, and we're going to lease it to the newly formed Mossman Golf Club Incorporated, and they're going to now run it. And yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing that stay as a community asset, and that the community group run it effectively, and the, of course, our own community get to enjoy it.
Because in the past we've heard they've had a lot of money problems. You see this as a first step to resolving that and getting on a clear path?
Absolutely. I think with the new board and the assistance of the Bowls Club and, of course, council helping as well, it's going to be a great asset, and it's really going to be a successful club.
And finally, a notice to appeal meeting request for funding for Port Shorts. Now, could you just tell us what that's about?
That one was just, a manipulation of words from the original policy, or the original motion we put through. It was the same amount, but because it was going to a different way legally, we had to make it word correctly. So we're really looking forward to this. The Port Shorts, which was on last week, you know, it was a great success. It was the best of. And now those shows, those movies that were there, are going to be played on Network 10's Play 10, or their online version, and that'll be on there for the next 3 months, and it's going to give some great advertising as well for this region through TTNQ and TTDBD, who are also sponsors, and we're really looking forward to seeing that on 10 Play. So a great way for us to get advertising out to the community.
And that amount was $9,000.
So $9,000, and that'll give us 3 months worth of playing of this fantastic Port Shorts. You know, I just love Port Shorts. It's a great asset for us. It really encourages those talented people to get out there and make some movies. And on the best of night, they actually show quite a few of John Rumney's documentaries, short films that he made. So it was great to see them. It was quite sad to, you know, especially one of the lines he said, you know, he's talking about the monolith, and he said, you know, my old friend, I don't think you're going to last longer than I do. And it was like, you know, well, unfortunately, you know, the monolith is still going, but John's not with us anymore, but he will always be remembered with these fantastic documentaries he's done and the great work that he's done for the reef and protecting it.
What a lovely way to finish. Mayor Michael Kerr, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week.